Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Tomorrow is, of course, Election Day, an off-year election focused on local issues and races. But there's still plenty of money being poured into those local races. Dark money, out-of-state money, super PAC money. Here now to give us a sense of how money influences our local politics and how tough it can be to track that money is Craig Mauger from the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Craig, let's jump straight into looking at some of the races and issues where we're not quite sure where the money's coming from and why, beginning with Flint's mayoral election with 18 candidates running to be mayor of Flint, including incumbent Karen Weaver, all due to a recall stemming from that big fight surrounding Flint's garbage contract. So what is the money story here?
Yeah, well, the money story there is that there are groups that are kind of outside, independent of the candidates, at least on the surface they're independent of the candidates, that are in some ways trying to influence the election there. And, you know, like we're trying to do at the Michigan Campaign Finance Network in all of these races is to try to get our hands around who's behind these groups and what these groups' intentions are. We have obtained some mailers that were sent out there in at least one area of Flint that is from a group that is a complete mystery group. We don't have information on who this group is, but it's a mailer that's going out telling people, you signed a petition to recall Mayor Weaver for signing a garbage contract. That's what her job is, negotiating contracts. And it's this mailer that I think is supposed to be supportive of Mayor Weaver. And it's from a group that we can't identify, at least from this mailer that we received.
Yeah, in fact, you sent me a copy of a mailer opposing candidate Scott Kincaid, saying, among other things, that he, quote, poisoned you with the Flint River water. And it comes from a group called StupidRegisteredVoter.com. Who is that?
we're not in a lot of these cases, we're not sure. You know, the sad thing about a lot of these groups, especially in local races, is that it takes time to figure out who they are. Sometimes documents become available later. We're able to dig out more information, you know, over an extended period of time. These groups often know that and send these types of attacks out late in the election cycle. So it's harder to get this information of who's behind them in many cases in a prompt manner. And we're just not sure on this Flint mailer. Someone sent this mailer to us and said, you know, can you tell me who's behind this? And my answer to them, you know, initially was, no, I can't. You know, I can look into this, but I can't tell you at this point who's behind it.
And over to Lansing with Mayor Virge Bernero not running for re-election. You're finding dark money involved here?
Yeah, that's at least what it appears on the surface. There's a group called Capital City Leadership Project, and we're trying to identify exactly what this group is. It's a group that has at least ordered some airtime, and it looks like ran some ads on at least one Lansing station. They sent out a mailer that was very negative about State Representative Andy Shore, who's one of the candidates there. It criticized him for his involvement in a statewide ballot proposal on road funding, and we're still trying to track down what exactly this group is. Who's behind it? We know from some filings that there's an attorney, a Lansing attorney involved in this, but it's another example of how a group can get involved very late in an election cycle. This group has just started kind of rolling out its mailers and TV ads in the last couple of weeks, just before voters head to the polls on Tuesday.
And in the race to unseat Detroit's first Latina council member, Raquel Castaneda Lopez from District 6, what can you tell us about the money getting pumped into that race?
There's an organization called Detroit Community Impact Committee, which is a super PAC that formed on October 10th and almost immediately began sending out mailers against the incumbent councilwoman there, Castaneda Lopez. And these mailers have been very negative, criticizing her voting record and supporting her opponent, Tyrone Carter. Because it's a super PAC, we can see where some of the money is coming from. It's coming from a company called Central Transport, which is tied to the Maroon family. So we've been able to follow the money in that case and see that where it came from and who the organization is paying for it. It's funny, though, in that case, you know, I asked Tyrone Carter, who is the candidate running against the incumbent there, does he know anything about this super PAC? And he told me, I wouldn't even know what a super PAC was until someone told me about this. So, you know, these are municipal elections, and you have some of these large outside groups getting involved in them.
And what are you seeing in Detroit's mayoral race, where Mike Duggan is being challenged by Coleman Young II?
The mayoral race in Detroit is really a crucial one for people to watch if they're interested in the subject of money and politics. In this race, you have a very large super PAC called Turnaround Detroit, which has raised $800,000 in just a matter of months. that is, from all accounts, supporting Mayor Duggan through TV advertisements and potentially even mailers. And when you talk about the ability of a super PAC to raise $800,000, that money came from about 20 sources. One of the donations was $250,000. And it's another example of how campaign spending in our elections is moving from candidates who are limited in the amount of money they can take from individual donors to these independent super PACs that can take unlimited amounts of money from donors, but aren't supposed to be working closely with the candidates.
Craig, bottom line, what should voters do when they see these mailers, they hear commercials sponsored by some kind of group called StupidRegisteredVoter.com or whatever the group is? What should they do and what questions should be in their minds?
I tell people all the time, if you get a mailer, you see a TV ad, it is always important to also take into consideration who is communicating the message to you. That's a crucial part of understanding mailers and political communications that you receive. It's just as important as what the mailer says as who paid for it. You know, we've seen situations where it appeared, you know, potentially Democratic funding sources were sending out mailers to Republican, you know, likely voters criticizing Republican candidates for not being Republican enough. So these things can go in so many different directions that it's critically important that people at least look and see, you know, can I tell where the dollars behind this mailer came from? You know, we ask people if they get mysterious mailers to send them to us via email. You can go on our website, mcfn.org, and click on Contact Us to get our contact information. We try to track all of these things. It's extremely difficult to figure out who is sending out mailers.
Craig Mauger, Michigan Campaign Finance Network. As always, thanks, Craig.
Thank you.